Okay, tonight's daf was daf 37, daf lamed zayin. We started on the Amud Aleph with a new Mishnah talking about an ox that is considered can be mu'ad to some of his type and can be not mu'ad for other of his type. Then part number two of the daf was discussing that if a person is mu'ad to a human, does that make him mu'ad also to an animal? So we had a machloket if you learn out a kal v'chomer or not. Part number three of the daf on the Amud Bet was if you have, let's say, and we had many questions, if you had an ox that was goring an ox, camel, camel, donkey, do we put that third ox, join him with the first two and make the animal mu'ad for oxes, or join him with the last two and put him mu'ad for all animals? We had a bunch of questions like this, and we answered by saying teku. And the last part of the daf was saying if a person heard a shofar blow, the ox heard a shofar blow and gored another one and gored another one and gored, that makes him a mu'ad for shofars. The Gemara says that's obvious. The Gemara says I would have thought the first shofar blow is only scaring him, and therefore you really need one more shofar blow to make him mu'ad. The Gemara says no, kamashmalan, these are three shofar blows, he gored for all three, that would make him mu'ad for shofarot. Baruch Adonai Olam, amen ve'amen.